Welcome to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Timo Perez. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe McEwing. Batting third, the right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cliff Floyd. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ty Wiginton. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jason Phillips. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Tony Clark. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Aaron Heilman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Aaron Heilman. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting second, the first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting third, the right fielder, Jose Guillen. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Austin Kearns. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Aaron Boone. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Adam Dunn. Batting seventh, the catcher, Kelly Stinnett. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Juan Castro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Wilson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Wilson. And now, play ball. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing hits a line drive into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett hits a line drive towards short. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Floyd takes first base on ball 4. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wiginton hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sean Casey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Casey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wiginton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Wiginton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kearns takes first base on ball 4. Larkin moves to second. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jason Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Kearns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aaron Heilman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stinnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wiginton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro takes first base on ball 4. Paul Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Heilman fields it and throws to first for the out. Castro moves to second. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0 for 1 in the game. McEwing strikes out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burnetz is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnetz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Floyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Casey is 0 for 1 in the game. Casey takes first base on ball 4. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Perez. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Casey moves to third. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kearns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casey scores. 1 out. It's Mets, 2, Reds, 2. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone strikes out. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn is walked intentionally. Kelly Stinnett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stinnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinnett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Dunn moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Castro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dunn scores. Stinnett moves to second. It's 4-2, Reds. Paul Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wiginton is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiginton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jason Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a line drive into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Casey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Casey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wigginton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kearns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kearns hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sanchez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roger Cedeno pinch hits for Aaron Heilman. Roger Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards Castro, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pedro Feliciano now pitching. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stinnett hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Castro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Castro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunn moves to second. Paul Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0 for 2 in the game. McEwing strikes out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Floyd hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a line drive into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wigginton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McEwing reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wigginton is 0-for-2 in the game. Wigginton hits a line drive towards first. Casey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Castro fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kearns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kearns strikes out. One out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bernitz. Boone reaches second base with a double. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feliciano fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stinnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stinnett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sanchez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Van Poppel now pitching. Raul Gonzalez pinch hits for Pedro Feliciano. Raul Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Van Poppel fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Van Poppel. Gonzalez moves to second. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Joe McEwing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 0 for 3 in the game. McEwing hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Scott Williamson now pitching. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Floyd for the out. Perez moves to third. Burnett's moves to second. Two outs. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wiginton is 0 for 3 in the game. Wiginton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kearns. Wiginton reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. Burnett scores. It's Mets, 5, Reds, 5. Jason Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Jamie Serdin now pitching. Raul Gonzalez now playing left field. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Castro is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Castro takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Taylor pinch hits for Scott Williamson. Reggie Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McEwing fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 5. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Reith now pitching. Tony Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Mets. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raul Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dunn. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Timo Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kearns. Perez reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez scores. It's 7-5, Mets. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0 for 4 in the game. McEwing hits a fly ball into center field. Kearns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Burnett's is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett's is walked intentionally. Jay Bell pinch hits for Jamie Serdin. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Casey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casey for the out. One out. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kearns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kearns hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati.